So tell me about your responsibilities here then.
All right, I'm focused on the bird aspect of the Great Salt Lake Ecosystem Program, and we monitor the birds in part because there could be an impact from the brine shrimp industry that is harvesting the brine shrimp cysts, and they do catch some adults and other food that might be available to the birds. There's a little competition factor there involved. And so we need to monitor the birds to see if they're being affected significantly by the brine shrimp harvest. And one of the ways we do that is, or one of the species we're concerned with is the eared grebe. And it, during the fall, it migrates to two staging areas in in the United States. One of them is the Great Salt Lake and one is in Mono Lake. And they come to these areas in mass. Most of the world population or North American population of these eared grebes are at either of these two lakes during the fall. And they come here to feed on the brine shrimp. They'll double their weight in while they're here. And also it's a time for them to molt. So they have an area out on the lake where there aren't too many predators and it's a pretty safe environment and they have lots of food. So they choose this time to undergo their body molt and become flightless during the time that they're here. So we need to make sure they're getting enough food while they're here and are able to continue on further south once the food dies off and gets eaten. So they have enough fat reserves to fly further south. Often to Salton Sea or the Gulf of California during a non-stop flight.
Really? Now, let me ask why, out of the many birds that come here, why are you particularly interested in those?
The grebes are probably the biggest competition against or with the brine shrimp industries. Because they almost solely eat brine shrimp while they're here. This year's an unusual year, but we usually get all the freshwater marshes will freeze up. Even Farmington Bay will freeze up because it's fresh enough. And so that'll move all the birds to the Great Salt Lake where it's salty enough where the lake doesn't freeze. And the only food available there is brine shrimp for the most part. There's brine fly larvae as well, but the grebes really aren't adapted to picking brine fly larvae off the substrate of the Great Salt Lake. So they're almost all, 99% of their diet is brine shrimp during the fall.